السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, South Africa. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Likewise, we come to you from the studio in Durban, South Africa. Assalamu ala manittaba al-huda. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfaw ahda. الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. قدر مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Friday morning, يوم الجمعہ, the 18th of October 2024, the 15th of ربیع الاخر 1446. May Allah تعالی bless you and آپا with afiyat. Allah take great work of دعوت and تبلیغ from you as well. And Allah accept all our humble efforts on this beautiful day of Jum'ah, a day of blessing, a day of forgiveness, a day for hope, and a day for the acceptance of our dua. May Allah Ta'ala accept every durood, every salam, every istighfar and tawbah. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Junaid Mota, and our Dawood Mota, and to our Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on the 13th, 14th and 15th verse of the Noble Quran. Almighty Allah addressing Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qul, say ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inni akhafu, in asaytu Rabbi, azab yawmin azim, that verily I fear, in asaytu, hypothetically, for argument's sake, that if I disobey Allah, obviously Nabi alayhi salatu salam is not going to disobey Almighty Allah, therefore is in shartiya, a conditional clause, that hypothetically, like how Almighty Allah states in the Quran, la in ashrakta la yahbatanna amaluk, that if you commit shirk, then remember your actions will go in vain. So obviously the Master alayhi salatu salam came to erase and wipe out the shirk and blasphemy and polytheism. So all this, yet the address is to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, But the greater message and connotation is for me and you, the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the international followers of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So indeed I fear in Asaitu, hypothetically, that is in Shartiya, a conditional clause, Rabbi Azab Yawmin Azim, that if I disobey my Allah, then there will be a day of severe, horrible, terrible, big punishment. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us. Therefore, we read after Fajr, after Maghrib, 7 times in Sunnah mentioned in Abu Dawood, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, save us from the fire. So in that way there, we beg Almighty Allah, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif, the famous dua, chapter 2, verse 201, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Ya Allah, grant us goodness in this world. Wa fil akhirati hasana, and goodness in the year after. Wa qina azab an-nar, and you save us from the chastisement, punishment of the fire. Qulillaha a'budu mukhlisan lahu dini. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I worship Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala only exclusively, and my worship also is only for Him. Qulillaha a'budu, I am worshipping Him Almighty Allah alone exclusively. Mukhlisan lahu dini, and my worship and my ibadat and my submission is for Him only, for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is a warning to all human beings and to all the jinnat. These two creation, amukallaf, are given responsibilities and duties. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I haven't created jinn, and the jinn are the invisible creation and human beings, but they must recognize me, they must worship me. So Almighty Allah is warning them, فَعْبُدُوا. You human being jinns, you worship ma shi'tum min duni, whatever you want to besides Him. You want to worship this person, you want to worship that article, that garment, that item, or whatever it is. So people today worshipping their private parts, some people worshipping trees, some people worshipping another person. So some people saying Jesus is Son of God, Allah forbid. Some people saying the angels are the daughters of Almighty Allah. So all this is a travesty of justice, and all this is the height of kufr and shirk. Chapter 31 and verse number 13, Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Verily shirk, ascribing somebody something to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, is the worst form of oppression. So fa'budu ma shi'itum min duni. So you worship whatever you want to besides Him Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. If a person is sane and mature, and he or she passes away and dies in that state and condition, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ. Verily, the real losers are those people, خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, are those people there who have put themselves and their families at a loss on the day of Qiyamah. So meaning that they will become the biggest losers for themselves and their families. Otherwise, if a person passes away with iman and Islam, and his family passes away with Iman and Islam, then what happens? Quran says, وَأَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. We will join all of them, and they in Jannah, they will meet one another. There will be rejoicing, everlasting bliss, happiness, and joy for them. But yet, the converse will apply. They have lost everything because they don't have the passport to enter Jannah. And the passport to enter Jannah will be Iman and Islam. Allah, behold, remember, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. This is the greatest, most manifest loss of a person. So therefore, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that we live with Iman. Chapter 3, verse number 8, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِخْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Allah, grant us from your side that لَا تُزِخْ قُلُوبَنَا, that our hearts never get deviated بعد إذ هديتنا after you have given us the guidance, the special hidayat, the iman and the nur and radiance and effulgence of iman, وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh beloved Allah, grant us from your side a special mercy to envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّاب. Verily you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. Chapter 3, verse number 8. And then daily we should read this dua, chapter 3, verse 8, this application, and include this as well, chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima, O beloved Allah, let me pass away with iman and Islam, wa alhiqni bis salihin, and O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, unite me with the pious, pious people. Imagine, even they we asking for the real pious people. So that is our tafsir for today. I'm just drinking some water. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let us go now to the 14th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 378. And this is the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally and internationally. So, last night when I just finished the program in Impangeni, now I'm here in Richards Bay. So now you find that the people were saying Yahya Sinwar has been martyred and so forth and so on. So I even asked them, are you sure? Or is it the Hasbara of the Jutlas and so forth and so on? The last time I read the news from Hamas, Hamas say that that is not true. And remember, they are saying this is what the Jutlas and the Zionist media want to do, to create confusion in the minds of people. We know the Americans and the Jews and all of them work together. They are the super terrorists and haramis on this earth. You remember Osama bin Laden in Obama's time, he needed something, you must remember that. So what he needed to win the elections the second time. So they said that they killed him there in Pakistan, but they're not going to show the body. They're going to wrap it up and throw in the sea. What a fairy tale story, you must remember that. Obama was shaheed, that not Obama, Obama is shaitan, remember. Osama was, rahimahullah, was martyred long before that. And remember, this was just a trick for the election, because masses are asses, you must remember. So this is now the trick they play, the Israelis and the Americans, you must remember. Yahya Sinwar has been eliminated, has been killed, and the Muslim media and so forth, they are like sheep. They can't think, you must remember that. And they will just be like puppets and say, carry that. Why? It does Biden good. Biden says, good riddance, you must remember. Good for America, good for Israel, good for the world. That is Joe Genocide Biden, the war criminal, the biggest harami, the worst president in the history of America. And you know him, the butcher of Gaza and the war criminal Netanyahu. So he needs support, you know, because his people are really rising up and they're saying seal the deal and so forth. So we're not sure. It could be possible. We're not saying no. The possibility is there, but not from Zionist sources and American sources and all these Muslim countries, donkeys and morons who just follow them. So we need a direct source from Hamas, and they must then release an official communication. Simple, if you martyred and murdered, you must remember Yahya Sinwar, rahimahullah. So then we say, show us the body. So simple, what is so difficult in that? You say you killed him, right? So show us the body and let us see independently, show it to Hamas and so forth and so on, or show it to some independent body and so forth, human rights and whatever. So like this, yes, you're claiming is very similar to what Obama did that time to Osama, rahimahullah, and it is just there before elections. So this was like, you know, a winner for him. So this is similar thing they are doing. You need to wake up and understand the real politics between America, Israel, and all the Arab tenpot dictators. They hate Hamas, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, and Egypt, and Bahrain, and Morocco. All these leaders, morons, haramis, murtad, ghaddar, and traitors to Islam and Muslims. Saudi Arabia, yesterday the communication came through. They're going to allow alcohol on their certain planes and on the airports and so forth. And that moron donkey says, Lam yujad nassun fi kitabillah, that you can't find a direct text in the Quran that alcohol is haram. So I will, if I was there, I should ask him, brother, are you circumcised or not? So show me where circumcision is in the Quran. Just morons, these people. It's all because of the Abrahamic Accord. All because of, you see, the Muslim Ummah today, by and large, you take out 10%, 15% maximum. The rest are just like sheep. Just follow the Pied Piper, follow the leader. If you ask the brothers, sisters who went for Umrah and all that, did you see Ru'ya to Ishreen wa Thalathin in the Haram? Do you see what you're talking about? You go to Safa Marwa, you will see these boards there, you must remember that. Ru'ya to Ishreen wa Thalathin, right inside the Haram. Vision 2030. So this is what the Harami MBS is doing, you must remember. Abrahamic Accord, Saudi Arabia must become a modern country. Wine, dine, swine, everything can happen. And remember, in preparation for 2030, then 2034, we want to host the World Cup Day in Saudi and so forth. You need to wake up and understand things, Ummah. Don't be like sheep and fight pipers, you know, become masses for asses, you understand? The masses are asses, al-awam kal-an'am, as they say in the Arabic language. Everything you need to sift out and so forth and see what is really happening. And not just, we just follow like that. Quran Sharif teaches us this. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 108. Remember, it's not you just follow anybody like that. You must speak with dalail and evidence and so forth. Not fairy tale arguments. Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. Say ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my way, my path. I invite towards Almighty Allah ala basiratin. With evidence, with proof, with firm conviction. Ana, ay habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa man ittaba'ani, and those people who follow me initially in immaculate. So initially, who followed the Master alayhi salatu wasalam? The Sahaba. So that is why they are the greatest of people who walked on this earth after all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. Then after that, we all come and so forth. Sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, and then all of us will come. So we need to understand chapter 12, number verse number 108. 80 rockets fired in from Lebanon, Hezbollah, Hezbo Shaitan, they're doing very well. And yesterday, the Haaretz newspapers say 5 Israeli soldiers killed and dispatched straight to hell. They are being roasted and toasted there, the Haramis. We have no sympathy for any Israeli or American or anybody else who gets killed there. So you must remember, they all deserve to be sent to hell. That they are the ones who murdered our Muslim people and children, 500,000. Madeleine Albright said it's worth it. You must always throw this back in their face. We must never be on the defensive. We must always be on the offensive against the enemies of Islam. And the others, remember that, who play that they are good Muslims and so forth and so on. They've seen the Arab world and so, that the leaders, they just play with Islam. So alhamdulillah, we're very happy about that. Well done to the Houthis, well done to Hezbollah, well done to Hamas. War not yet over. BB says, BB firing on all cylinders for his audience, and Hamas will never ever rule Gaza again. They're ruling now, and you can't even beat them more than 1 year, you harami. 60, 70 countries assisting you, and they only 10,000, 15,000. I'm Hamas, what can you do about it? Every true Muslim is Hamas. We don't speak of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major offense. We speak of the true believers. Every true believer will support them because they are fighting for Aqsa. They are fighting for their homeland. They're fighting a jihad. Remember that. And they have sent more than 10,000 Jutla soldiers and others straight to hell and 50,000 injured. Show me who has done that to you. And you know how much you are hiding and so forth and so on. So there was a person that he went in there, the exhibition where the Jutlas were. So one protester is asking them, I want the baby killing technique. They said, I want the baby killing technology. The baby killing technology. You got the baby killing technology? You got They were so ashamed of themselves. They are baby killers. They are the killers of prophets and messengers. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has cursed them in many places, in several places in the Noble Quran. United Nations peacekeepers are being threatened time to time and so forth. Now listen to this, you Christians. You see, this every media has carried. This is a church there in Los Angeles. You know, people love to go to LA. Now this is a church in Los Angeles. They have to pay $880 million. How much? 880 million US dollars in sex abuse against the children who are studying there. What is wrong with you priests and so forth? Day and night you're busy with pedophilia. You'll get busy with the youngsters. The monk is sitting one side. The nun is sitting one side. And then the chemistry comes. They draw closer to one another. And then the monkey business goes on. Is that what you're doing the whole day and night? Pope Francis, you need to sort your thing out, you must remember. These guys are all guilty of rifle repairs. All your guys there, you see. So your bishops and your das and das and father and what. Say, come here. And then they get busy with this. 800 and the biggest payout in their history. Can you imagine that? Kenya, the deputy president has been impeached. He went against Ruto. So Ruto cooked it up and he said that let's have now a vote of no confidence and so forth and so on. So his history now, they will carry on with their geography and so forth and so on. So the party colleagues, you must remember, are telling Trudeau there of Canada, he must resign. So he also in big trouble. And India will be also poking their fingers and inciting the anti-Trudeau brigade because India and Canada have hit a new low because they've expelled their diplomats and so forth because Israel, because you must remember, Canada says that India killed one person there, a Sikh and so forth. And therefore, they have to take action and so forth, and they have to react. Anger in U.S. over the aid given to Ukraine. People don't have medical aid. People don't have jobs. People are unemployed in their millions. And you're giving billions and billions to Ukraine and Israel. So the people are furious there in America and so forth. So America, you see, America will never sanction Israel because it's their haram child. They are B. Not only B, they are big B. You must remember, illegitimate child is too kind the word for them. The haram is, harami means a B. You know now, so B is illegitimate. So we see a big B. So now what they did, United States, they sanctioned Sanidu. Sanidu is one of the Palestinian relief organizations and so forth. So no, you're a terrorist. But the biggest terrorists on earth are America and Israel. And the world can see that 80% of the world are now siding with Palestine because they saw that the real people guilty of the genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, everything is America and Israel, and therefore daily there are marches taking place here and there and everywhere. A warrant of arrest is out for Hasina. Hasina is sitting there in India, so the Bangladesh government has given her, she was a member official now, that where they find her, they will arrest her and so forth and so on. Let's come, you must remember, to our local news, views, interviews of South Africa. You know, we have a minister of sport and culture and what. So there's Mackenzie character. So he said there's no genocide going on there in Palestine. This is on record, you must remember. You just press all his lectures, you'll find it there. I see people, they like to make you understand. They go through all my lectures. I'm honored, man. And then they lie and so forth. So you must remember that in 2020, when these zalims, Quran calls them the biggest zalims, women are the women. Chapter 2, verse 114. So that time, you must remember when the people were closing the masjids and spying us, you know. We said, open the masjids that time. So they said, no, we're going to spy you to the police and this. So I said, if you come by me and you tell close our masjid there in lands where we're reading Salat, me personally, I will give you a good hiding. You see that? So what these shaitans did, there's nothing else you can call them. You get shaitans. They just took the second part of the clip and so forth and so on. So for me, it's a big joke. You see, I'm honored. You're listening to me more and more. You're boosting our listenership. You're sending more people to Camperdown. When we say Camperdown, their pressure goes up. And their fever goes up. And a lot of things go up. You understand? Upstairs and downstairs. So you must remember, for me, I don't worry, bhai. We're old-timers in this with Allah's help and so forth. So this Clayton McKenzie, whatever his name, he went to France. And he bust up almost 1 million rand, 800,000, you must remember, for what? He said, I'm the minister, so I had to be there. And that, he said, I'm not the minister of funerals. I'm the minister of... This is our South Africa. You can bust up millions, billions, trillions also. Zondo Commission, 200 billion or how many billion go and see wasted, and three-quarter the recommendations are not implemented courtesy of ANC. But you all voted for ANC. I never ever voted in my life. And I told you those days, and you were very upset about it when I told you in 94, I never voted, 98, 99, whatever it is. I never ever voted for ANC. I don't say I never voted at all. I said I never voted for ANC. And what good they did. In 30 years, they finished our country up. How many places there's no water? How many places today there's no electricity? After 30 years, and you can't be blaming apartheid and using that as a scapegoat all the time. You must remember that. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We had a wonderful program in Impangani last night. And when I landed here from Johannesburg to Richards Bay, 1 hour, 4:10, we left. We did Asr Salat there at Joburg Airport. And then we came here. My brother and family member, Hafiz Ahmed Gora Jackson, the father was Harun Allah Jackson. Allah reward him, grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So mashallah, these two sons completed Hif. The next one, Ismail, will start Hif next year, inshallah al-Aziz. So he came to the airport with Maulana Yahya, Maulana Yasin. Tar Muhammad Yasin was there also. So Allah reward them all, and we had then supper, and then a wonderful program after Isha in Impangani. 75, 80 minutes, you know, from the time Kirat, and then Qasida Burda, Maulana Safwan Khan, Maulana Abid Khan, son, mashallah, and then I give a talk. I told them tonight I'm speaking on 10 issues. So 1, 2, 3, and we finished it up with Allah's help. Right, we're giving you breaking news. Write it down. We're giving you breaking news now. Write it down. Diarize it, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. 11:06 will be the, we'll link up that with Makkah Mukarramah. Today the khutbah salat will be rendered by Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi. His forefathers come from Gaza, so you call him Ghazawi, Sheikh Faisal. I met him also, 10 person. So anyway, Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi will render the khutbah and salat. So that will be between 11:06 till 12 o'clock, 5 to 12. We will play out on Markaz Sahaba and on Sirius FM and on Radio Ansar, that is the khutbah and the salat, and then translation and dua. By 5 to 12, talk will be finished. Inshallah, our engineer is going there to Camperdown. So between 12 and 1, we will carry the Jummah lecture direct from Camperdown, exclusive, you must remember, to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah. I don't know who is going to speak. You understand? Whoever the speaker is, whether he speaks in English or Urdu or Arabic or whatever. So whoever it is, we will take it live. They'll have translation if it is Urdu or what have you. So between 12 and 1 will be the lecture, and inshallah 1 o'clock will be the second adhan, and thereafter will be the khutbah and salat. So between 12 and 1:30, we Markaz Sahaba exclusive, inshallah, they direct from Camperdown. How's your temperature rising? Very good. I get happy. So kul mutu bi ghaizikum. You're getting angry? So what must I do if you get angry? I can't help you. So you must remember this type of thing. So Jummah will be live from there and so forth and so on. And inshallah, my programs here, I'm here in Richards Bay. So mashallah, the Jummah here, the Adhan will go 12:15. And thereafter, inshallah, we will have, you understand, the program. And it won't be live on any radio because we'll be in Camperdown, our and Jindia will be there. And then tonight after Isha here in Richards Bay, the program will take place. Quarter to eight, mashallah, is Isha Salat. And after that, inshallah, will be the program. Come on, now we have about 20 minutes or so, inshallah, for a live Q&A, rapid Q&A, sharp shoot. Let's make Bismillah on this Mubarak day of, you must remember, 14th Rabiul Akhir. Last night I told the brothers, go and just look outside. You call it, even now if you look, you call it Laylatul Badr, the 14th night, the full moon. So that is the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. You must remember that. So what happens? Every three nights, the name changes. The first three nights is called Hilal. Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Every three nights it changes. That is the beauty, glory, style, diction of the Arabic language. Gee, don't forget 12 to 1, lecture there from Camperdown, and then the khutbah, salat, all live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, can Muslims go to a home where a Christian body is for viewing before going for bariyah?
Remember that in Surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah 9, verse 84, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. What happened was, there was a Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. So his son was a Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, Abdullah was his name also. Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read Salatul Janazah for my father. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you're going to read Salat ala Hadal Munafiq and so forth and so on. So remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have not been prohibited clearly, explicitly. So the master alayhi salatu salam read the Salatul Janazah for him, the leader of the hypocrites. Surah 4, verse 145, Allah Jalla Wala says, Innal Munafiqeena fi Dharki al-Asfali minan Nar, that the hypocrites, remember, will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam, even of hellfire, even worse than the kuffar, because they played with the religion. They tried to deceive Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, but they just deceived themselves. And they land up, these are the munafiqeen who only paid lip service to Islam. The heart was filled with kufr and disbelief and so forth and so on. After this incident, Almighty Allah revealed the verse, chapter 9, verse 84, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You cannot pray for any of these non-Muslims. And وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't even stand by their grave and their body and so forth and so on. And we have nothing to do with them, remember. So if a Christian or any non-Muslim dies and passes away, for us as Muslims, you say, no, I just want to go see his face or her face. I just want to go there and pay respect to the family. All that totally haram while the body is there and so forth. Today you get our crooked maulvis and so forth, scholars for dollars, and they're participating there in memorial service for this person and that politician. All haram, all these things. Islam is for all times, all places, all circumstances. When I was in Newcastle for 20 years, my neighbor were non-Muslims. And we used to make hello, this, that, you understood, whatever. And here also, one side I have Muslim, one side I have Hindu. And his father, mother, both passed away. So then, after everything was finished, now everything. So you just go there and offer condolences, you know, that you must be very sad and so forth and so. So like that, you speak to them and offer, or you just send a message to them and so forth. But we got nothing to do when the body is there, the disease is there. In Arabic, Urdu, we say lash. Do you know why you call lash? La shay'a. That deceased person cannot read one subhanallah, cannot give 1 cent in charity. Nothing that person can do. So therefore, you call lash. Proper word, la shay'a, nothing. So for us as Muslims, because he worked with you, or he was your school friend, or you play soccer together, whatever. So for you to go and participate there in the funeral or in the viewing or memorial or go to the graveyard cemetery, all absolutely haram. Chapter 9, verse 84 is very clear on that topic.
Kisab, a friend of mine is married to a very bad guy that drinks, commits zina, does not fulfill her rights. She's expecting a child 8 weeks pregnant. Is it permissible for her to abort this child?
Al-Iyazu Billah, here there are four or five different issues. Issue number one, can you abort the child? Totally haram. You must remember, abortion is murder in Islam. So you mothers, sisters should know that once you are pregnant, then whether it's the initial stages, phases, or whether it's before 4 months or after 4 months, all haram. That is the rule. Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, born in Gaza in the year 150, passes away there in Cairo 204 Hijrah. So he only lived for 54 years, but he was one of the greatest scholars of his time. He used to say, "Ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhul ba'as." You will never have a general law in Islam, but you will find one, two exemptions, exclusions, and so forth and so on. So in a case like this, you must remember, math about that. So, that in a case like this, if a lady is raped, Allah forbid, Muslim lady, and now she falls pregnant and so forth, then after 1 month, 2 months, if she aborts, so that will be permissible. So that is not the rule. That is the exception to the rule. The rule is abortion, all that. Feticide, infanticide, all haram. So while the fetus is there, so it's haram. After the baby is born, and now the baby got some defect or whatever, you special child, so now you say kill the baby. So all that in Islam totally haram, so that's not an option, remember. Second one, you say your husband is not reading salat, he's on alcohol, drugs, whatever, and so forth and so on. So you must go to your jamiyat, go to your local ulama, and go apply for fasakh, and that is annulment of marriage and so forth. But since the end of the day, you should be asking the question also, selection of spouse. When he came, and then he came like, and he said this. So how did you make the decision? Well, I find it very strange that the man does not read salat, he doesn't fulfill your rights, and he's on alcohol or what have you and so forth. I can't believe that this happened now and the past 2, 3, 6 months of this year. It must be his habit from before. Therefore, when people come to propose for your daughter and so forth, do a background check, remember that. Which ulama are they connected with? Which masjid are they performing salat? And what is their income and so forth? You can't just be looking at this car and think he's very rich and give our daughter. Speaking of that, today between 10 and 10:30 will be the nikah program or Zahid Khan will have conducted. So all of you who getting your daughters, sons, children, grandchildren getting married Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever this week, so send the nikah announcements, mashallah, 084-786-3132. Junaid Mota is there, the tablet is there by him, and inshallah, then you forward the nikah announcements and they'll announce it between 10 and 10:30. So that is my advice to you. If you feel your husband is not going to change, then rather you go for a fasakh and an annulment of marriage, and remember to abort the baby is totally haram and not an option.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for a Muslim to be friends with a Hindu or a non-Muslim in school or at a workplace?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya, ba'dhum awliya ba'd. O you who believe, iman walo, 89 times Allah has used this phrase. Do not make and take the Jews and Christians to be your protectors and your bosom buddies and friends. You call this muwalat. Ye to mera jigri dost hai, ye to mera gehra dost hai. This is my bosom buddies. Haram that with non-Muslims. Ba'dhum awliya ba'd. They are the friends of one another. See Ghazza. Ghazza has made everything very clear. Who is there to support the Muslims? Who is there to support justice? And who is there, you must remember, there to turn our enemy? We can see everything is very clear. Quran Kareem says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. The non-Muslims, they are, you must remember, the friends of one another. You say you want to make a friendship with a Hindu. The Quran says, chapter 5, verse number 82. And yesterday, tafsir, we had it. We completed. you must remember the six Jews, and the last Jews, the last verse of the six Supara and the six Jews. So لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Today, tomorrow, for future, your worst enemies will be the Jutlas, the Jews, and remember the Mushrikeen and the Hindus. We never say every Jew or every Hindu. We will say majority of them, and you can see how in India they are oppressing, suppressing the Muslims, and they burn their mosque or demolish their mosque or their houses and so forth, and then they can do what they want to. Hindutva is Modi's government. Same thing in Palestine, occupied Palestine, land grab, do what you want to, torture the Muslims and America and the Western countries and all the all hypocrites, bigger Satan and Shaitan. We need to name them, shame them and nail them. Today the weather is good, they say, according to the forecast in Camperdown. So we promote that every male who can go should go there. Historic occasion in South Africa's history, from 150 countries. Jamaats are here already in South Africa. Thousands of people and thousands of people from different people. Some countries, even I never heard the name properly. You must remember the year and so forth and so on. So, mashallah, so you should go. Another good news I want to give you from, I was just thinking now, in Pangani, when I gave the lecture, so then I asked Hafiz Ahmed when he was taking me, I say, what's your guys' stance? He said, no, we had a meeting and we're allowing Jamaats from both parties. You see that? You come from ABC, you come from XYZ, we say Ahlan wa Sahlan. So that is what we are promoting, remember that. We say no masjid must be closed for any Tabligh Jamaat. Remember that. Whether you come from ABC, you come from XYZ, open it, finish and come. And tell them that they must just stick to the 6 points, and then there's no problem, inshallah al-Aziz. That is what we will promote, whether people like or they don't like. We're not here to curry favor with people, organization, or politicians, or government. We have to follow the truth, remember that, without fear and favor, and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a man to wear a short-sleeved t-shirt while performing salah?
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us in the noble Quran, Ya Bani Adam khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O children of Adam alayhi salatu salam, we are all the children of Adam alayhi salam. Therefore Allah addresses us, O progeny of Adam, O children of Adam alayhi salam, khudu, take zinatakum inda kulli masjid, take your beauty when you go to the masjid, you see. So in a case like that, I'm asking you, brother, that tomorrow, you go today, tomorrow, whenever a meeting with the president, with the king, prime minister, how will you dress? You will look at yourself 10, 20 times in the mirror. Am I respectable, looking presentable, and thus and thus. Yeah, we got a meeting appointment with the King of Kings, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and he is commanding us, remember, that we should be wearing beautiful, not necessarily new clothes, respectable clothes, and so forth. Now you pitch up there with some t-shirt, and it was, remember, short sleeve, and then when you go into Sajda, and so forth, then you can see, you know, a crack, you understood, and all that. That's what happens. How many a time that you in the second, third serve, the guy going in Sizda, because he got t-shirt on and his trouser also is like half falling. So when he goes into sujood and Sizda prostrating, you can see some cracks there and so. Only nutcases and cracks you can do these things there. Salat like that is not permissible. Even Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, wrote about these things here. Al-Qawlul Mubin fi Akhtail Musallin. Many times we've been to Jordan, 5, 6, 7 times, I can't remember. So there in Jordan, one friend of mine, he said, I see, Sheikh, you like to retake this book, is hadiyah from me. Every person should procure a copy. It's not the Sheikh Albani, it's various ulama's fatwa. So there, they wrote one fatwa of Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. I'm mentioning this deliberately for the Salafi character. Salafi is what you say about your Saudi Arabia, run by MBS, legalizing alcohol and so forth and so on, and saying it's not mentioned there in the Quran.
You agree with that, and you take money from him still. So you have sold your soul to the devil and become scholars of dollars, remember that. So the same thing here also, that people now, they come and read Salat. And you say, no, we just follow Salaf. So now no head, no nothing. So in this book, Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, wrote, to read Salat Makshuful Ras, that your head is open, all that is not permissible and is makruh and so forth. So therefore, you need to understand that we can't be just going with any funny type of clothing and so forth there. We got an appointment with Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the King of Kings. So therefore, that we need to be very clear and so forth. That Salat, we must wear desirable clothes, respectable clothes, not just come there with some. When I was graduating in university, you know, under apartheid, so then they sent us a letter for all the students who were graduating. They said no jeans allowed for the graduation and no techies allowed, you know. So I sent them an email or whatever they text. So I sent them, I said, you know me, I don't wear jeans, I don't wear techies, but I'm like a religious scholar, whatever you want to call. And I said, no, that's fine, we got no problem with that. So see, even non-Muslims got this. In their graduations, they said that no, we won't allow all these things there. So we must wear respectable clothes, especially for Salat and so forth and so on.
Kisab, is it permissible for a person to go for Umrah with borrowed money with the intention of paying back after the person returns home?
It's not permissible to get involved in debts and so forth. Umrah is not something compulsory. It's maximum a sunnah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah jalla wa ala protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dayn wa qahri al-rijal. Oh Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, I seek your protection from the debts overpowering me and the people, the creditors pressurizing me and so forth. So that is hadith mentioned in Bulughul Maram, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. You know in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'tami wal-maghram. So I seek your protection, O Almighty Allah, from ma'tam, that is, for all the things you said that are sinful and so forth. And all this you must remember that are maghram. So that is the ma'tab, the sinful places and everything sinful. And al-maghram, al-ma'tab, wal-maghram, and debts and so forth. So to go into debt and all that and go for umrah, not permissible. It's not something necessary, compulsory. Manista ta'a ilayhi sabila. So to go for hajj is for those people who have the means. So that's definitely not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, how will ghusl be given to a transgender person who was born with male and female organs? How will ghusl be given at the time of death?
We need to rephrase that question. That question is not phrased properly. Transgender means, trans means to cross, Transvaal, because they cross the Vaal River. So that's the meaning of trans. So transgender will mean you were born Eve, and then you went for an operation and so forth, and you became Steve. You were born Steve, and then you went for operation and became Eve. That is transgender. So in a case like that, kullu shay'in yarju ila aslihi. So everything will be taken back to its origin. Remember, so what was the origin of that person there? So in that case there, it was male, so then the male will give the ghusl. Originally it was female, so the female will give the ghusl. And if there's problems and so forth, then just make the yamum and so forth, use gloves or whatever and so forth. So that is transgender. If you're speaking of hermaphrodite and so forth and so on, a person who's got both, understood, male and female organ, so Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an regarding him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَقَضَاهُمْ Ali, and the biggest qazi, one of the greatest qazi and judge of this ummah is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So what did he say? He said, Unzur min haythu yaqul. That see, you must remember from where the person urinates. If he urinates from the male organ, then male. If she urinates from the female organ, then is a female. And if they urinate from both, then is what we call khunsa, mushkil, and all that, hermaphrodite, or whatever you want to call it, that. So just make tayammum in those cases there, and that will be the best thing to do. It's very rare, but it can happen. So we need to understand this. Another thing I forgot to tell you, when you travel from here, in Pangani to Richards Bay, to and fro, you will see 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, trucks and trucks and trucks and trucks, all filled with coal. One truck, 500,000, 1,000,000, Allah alone knows the value. And all that coal goes to the harbor, yeah, is Richards Bay. Richards Bay is one of the main harbors here, you know. So in South Africa and Natal, and then they're exporting it to where? All this coal going to India, going to China, and all these people. You see, BRICS. So that is meaning of BRICS. So take our coal and send to Ching Chong, Tingaling, Dung Dung, all that, remember, and to send there to Modi and company and all these things there. And here in South Africa, you see all that. You still have load shedding some places. Here in Pangani, they had big problem with electricity the past week, but they say it's maintenance and so forth. So you need to understand, when you travel, you see some ajib things. They have to park off for one day, half day, 4 hours, 5 hours, because the traffic is too much, so they can't move there. So it's something to see, you know, between Richards Bay and Pangani. Yeah, we carry on, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, I sell many products. Customers order chains with a cross on it. Is it okay to order these items?
Just repeat the question, Maulana, please.
I sell lots of products, Mufti Sahab. Customers order chains with a cross on it. Is it okay to order these items? The Christians wear a chain with a cross on it.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not cooperate in sin and vices and transgression. For a Muslim person, male, female, to sell a chain with a cross and crucifix, totally haram, and the income also is totally haram and not permissible. He was a person who Sahabi, we take his name with the utmost reverence and respect, Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anh. When he came to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had like that chain on with a crucifix with a cross. Nabi alayhi wa sallam told him to remove it. You can't be wearing these things here. So you can't wear it, you can't buy it, you can't sell it, nothing you can do with it. So if you got it, just destroy it, and it's haram for a Muslim. That is why we say, for a person to marry a lady, Muslim lady, to marry a Christian man and all that, is totally haram, any non-Muslim man, because Quran says, chapter 60, verse number 10, لَا هُنَّ حِلُّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُمْ, that you, the Muslim woman, you're not halal for any non-Muslim male. And you, the non-Muslim man, you're not halal permissible for any Muslim lady. So a Muslim lady cannot marry any non-Muslim person. And you, Muslim man, that is chapter 60, verse 10. And for you, Muslim man, in this day and this age, to marry a Kitabiyah, a Jewish Christian, so you can't use chapter 5, verse 5. I told you, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, I read many of his fatwa and verdicts. Some we agree, some we don't agree. But the best fatwa he wrote, and real with ilmi, dalail, and academic, is, remember, on this topic here, nikahul kitabiyah. And this is the one point we raise. Let's say, hypothetically, you get married to a Jewess or Christian. So what they will do? They will make your children into Jews and Christians and so forth. You know, the mother, she is al-ummu al-madrasatul ula, that she is the first madrasa, and that's what the children will try and do. So therefore, it's not, and Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah also, he passed away on 10th of Shawwal, 1976. So remember that our fatwa is based on Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi's fatwa for the Arab world, excellent fatwa, Kitab al-Fatawa al-Mu'asara. I bought it there in Palestine, right there next to Majlis al-Aqsa, the bookshop, many years ago. And Mufti Shafi Sahib Tafsir, mashallah, you read it, is in Urdu, the original 8 volumes, and translated in English, chapter 5, verse number 5.
Mufti Sahib, I need to sell my property quickly. Is there any special dua to read?
Read Surah Al-Ilafi Quraishin, read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, every Muslim today should try and read the 99 names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 7, verse number 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. And in that way, Allah says, invoke the names, beautiful names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And hadith in Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ حَفِدَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever memorizes the 99 names of Almighty Allah enters Jannah. You can't memorize it. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man ahsaha dakhal al-Jannah. Look inside and read it. Allah will admit you into Jannah and paradise and so forth and so on. So read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya Razaku, Ya Razak. So read it, inshallah. Allah will send some good time, good customer, inshallah. You sell your car, sell your shop, sell your house, whatever you have to sell. So inshallah, because we're in a tight corner, something happen, Allah alone knows. So read it, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will remove the difficulties. One more question, Ji.
Mufti Sahab, how do I calculate my 3 months expenses after my husband has given me the third talaq?
Remember, when your husband has issued 3 talaqs, so we say that 3 is 3. So you get some of the Salafis, they don't know how to count. They count like the Christians. You know, Christians believe in Trinity. 3 is 1 and 1 is 3. So they say, no, it's 1. That is totally rejected. The hadith 3 is 3 is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, they got ijma' and consensus on this issue. And all 4 schools agree on it. So regarding the amount and all that, we can't stipulate anything because you must know the income of that person and so forth. But he is responsible for all your expenses. You must remember that, you know, during your iddat period, and your iddat will be according to Hanafis and Hanbalis, Surah 2, verse 228, Salatat Quru will be 3 menses. According to the Malikis and the Shafi'is, is 3 periods of cleanliness. So now you know what is his income and so forth, and he has to support you, support the children, especially the minors and the daughters and so forth. So then you also have to be reasonable. That is the beauty of Islam. If he told the husband ABC, then he told the wife XYZ. If he told the employer ABC, then he told the employee XYZ. So that is how you must remember that Islam brings about justice. Islam is a deen. Deen means justice, political justice, social justice, economic justice, so justice across the board. Maliki yawmiddin, the day of justice. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make this Jummah a special day. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat and salutations. Don't forget we're taking the khutbah, the lecture and khutbah and salat on live from Camperdown Ijtima on Markaz Sahaba exclusive, starting 12 o'clock. And inshallah, the khutbah from Makkah will start at 11:06. Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi, Barakallahu Fik, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.